in a strong position. Again, people can talk about that we should be bringing this, that and the other in. And we said all along, wait and see where we are with situations. And to have got Marnik and Alex to be in that defensive unit for us, whether it's as a four or as a five, and both can play equally role. And then obviously to get McGeady, who we think's got some talent that can bring extra to the squad that we've been talking about, that we've been slightly missing over the last, since this start of this season. We had Adam Reach, who could do bits for us last year, that we thought was a key player and we needed to replace him, which we've gone and done with McGeady. And bags of experience, bags of talent, and looking forward to him coming back into the training ground this morning to work with him. Spoke to him a few times over the last few days while he's been away, spoke to Martin O'Neill about him, and we're delighted that we've got somebody like him. Can people talk about why we've not gone and signed another striker, but maybe we've looked at the situation that maybe we haven't been creating enough chances. We've got players that can score goals. They've just not been given the opportunity and clearer opportunities. So people like McGeady, Robinson and other players are there hopefully now to supply the other strikers as well.
I believe McGeady was quite proactive himself, wasn't he, on deadline day to make sure this happened?
Definitely. On the Wednesday when we got the confirmation that we could go ahead and do it, he showed his intentions by pulling out of Robbie Keane's testimonial. I had Steve Guppy, who was away with the Ireland squad, ringing me about it, trying to get it all done as well. So Martin and Steve were really proactive in helping us out and passing on what their thoughts on him and what he can bring to us, what we can bring to him. So overall, good to have him. Player who's got 70-odd caps for his country, still hungry, because he showed that by wanting to come out and when I'm speaking to him, he's got that desire to sort of maybe prove one or two people wrong that sort of who were writing him off already. And we're a club like that, that we don't really bring players in who are at top of anybody's squad as such. We get a lot of people that people don't want, and we try and turn them into better players. And I think that's been the case over the last few years that it's been successful.
Just in terms of Marnik, some people have said, why didn't you do this in June? Why didn't you do it in July? Why did it have to get to deadline day when you knew all about him all along?
Simple fact, Sheffield Wednesday didn't want to sell him till then.
They weren't interested at all?
No, we were quoted ridiculous figures early in June, July time. And this is what frustrates you at times, because we know all these things, and I'm not going to come out in public because it's not the right thing to do between us and Sheffield Wednesday, but there was the figure that they were talking was ridiculous, and they didn't want to sell him as well until we pushed and pushed and spoke to him and told him we're going to probably sign somebody else. They backed down a little bit, and hence why it got done so late. So this is how deals work, and supporters, they don't know half the things that go off behind the scenes of what the calls that you're making, the games that you're playing. And somebody should film the life of a manager and a chief executive over a month.
Let us do it. We'll come and do it, Simon.
You're following me. No chance. I'm not interrupting my private life. But it would open the eyes up. And then again, when you're trying to get another player from another football club, the biggest problem they have is does the other football club want to let their player go? And Sheffield Wednesday were short in numbers, and he'd been around the first team a little bit, so why would they let him go till they got reinforcements? We had opportunity to let one or two of our lads on the fringes of the squad go out, but certainly wasn't going to do it because we didn't have the reinforces to do it. And so clubs will be calling us every name under the sun because they're wanting our players, but we couldn't do it because the personnel wasn't available to keep our squad together.
Fair to say you've known Baptista a fair period of time, Simon. You signed him from Mansfield many years ago, didn't you? And he's gone on and had a fabulous career.
Well, he has. I think it was 20 grand that we signed him for, so it wasn't a bad bit of business. I reminded him that turned him from a 20 grand player to probably a millionaire. So, but full credit to him. He's worked extremely hard on his game to keep improving. Obviously, Tomo knows more than me because I didn't work with him for too long because I went off to Leeds. But Tomo has worked a lot with him, and Baps, we made it clear that we wanted Baps. He was desperate to come, but again, we were in the hands of Middlesbrough. They were saying that we might let him out, but we had to wait on injuries coming back and reinforcements. And when you saw sort of where he's been, he was involved in the first two Premier League games, so it's been on the radar for a long time, but it just hasn't been much opportunity to secure it. Middlesbrough then obviously played ball, and very thankful to Aitor and Middlesbrough for doing that. But we've got a player that's versatile, hungry to come here. He's got fantastic experience, can play right back, centre half, quick, he can handle the ball. So again, I think it's another good signing for us.